are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
Our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates, and a busy one this morning. First, we're going to chat with Micah Palmer. Good morning, Micah.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. It's a nice fall morning.
Oh my gosh, yes. We couldn't ask for a better morning, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. And which is good because today is the final first Thursday event over in Fort Pierre. Hard to believe it's the last one.
I know, we're wrapping up the season and kicking off spooky season the right way. So we're really excited for tonight. Starts at 5:30. We got music from the Pierre Youth Orchestra, so switching it up a little bit.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, they're kicking off their 10th season, so I don't know. It's really special that they're going to start it off with us. And Mariah Gross and Jim, I apologize if I say your last name wrong, but Zanza will be performing alongside them. So that'll be a really special thing. And then, like always, people can have a meal while they're there. Vintage Square will be having burgers made on freshly made buns.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
With chips and then a cookie to go along with it. And then you can grab an ice-cold non-alcoholic or alcoholic beverage from the Legion. So that'll be nice to wash that down. And then we'll have the Capital Area Pickleball Association. The Department of Human Services will have a booth there. Healthy Hometowns will be back. And then, of course, Dave, we have a ton of kids' activities again.
Yeah.
So we have face paintings from the Capital City Farmers Market. The Discovery Center will be there. Stanley County Gold Program. And then also the Right Turn. And then some return vendors as well. Myers Meats. Gary will be there talking about his books. A new one, Bee Bounty. She'll have canned goods with honey, salsa, pears, Bath and Body items featuring honey, so that's fun. And then also Ariel will be there with some CBD products for people to check out. So
yeah,
we're excited.
There's always, I mean, each and every one has gotten a little bit bigger. There's fun for everybody. There's all sorts of neat things to check out. So you can spend the entire night down there.
Yeah, you really can. Like I'm looking at my list and it's a mouthful, and we're just so grateful that there are so many new vendors and also returning. Like you said, for each event, there's been a good amount of people there and a good amount of vendors to check out. So
now it's always fun because you guys have a Facebook page, kind of see what's going on. And I noticed there is an extra fun event.
Ooh, tell
tonight.
Me about it, Dave. What'd you see?
Oh, I saw that there's going to be a movie outside, and it's perfect for October because Halloween is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And there are tons of Hocus Pocus fans out there.
Oh, I'm sure that there are. Nostalgia.
I told my wife about that, and she's like, what? Really? Hocus Pocus outside? That's awesome.
Packed your lawn chairs immediately.
Exactly.
Grabbed a blanket.
Yeah. The car is all ready to go for tonight. Yeah. But that's going to be a lot of fun. What a cool addition that's going
to
be.
Yeah, we're really excited. Bringing something new to the Fort Pierre community, and hopefully people want to see it. And like I said, kind of a little nostalgia for everybody. Yeah. I will admit that movie did scare me when I was little. So we'll see what it is when I'm 26.
There you go. So, but you see, you're okay for the new one that's going to be coming out. You know, you saw the first one. It's not quite so scary now.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I haven't seen it since.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. The family can come out, grab dinner, enjoy it, you know, the whole night right there at Fisher's Lily Park. And festivities for the final one, 5:30 tonight, right, is when they get underway?
Yep, and then the movie starts at 8, so.
Very nice.
Full night.
Enjoy.
We're ready for it.
Yeah, don't miss out because this is the final one until we start them up again
next
year.
And I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody who has either participated being a vendor or just has simply come to the event. We're so grateful for your support for all things Fort Pierre and all of our activities. And we're just excited to end the season right with you.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So look forward to seeing you again at the park.
Absolutely.
And having a great time.
Thanks for chatting, Dave.
All right, there's Mike Palmer joining us today talking about that final first Thursday event. Don't miss out as it's going on tonight, 5:30 at Fisher's Lily Park in Fort Pierre. It's going to be another fun one. So now we transition to Miss Kelly Yackley, who, well, it's been a little bit, but it's good to have you back here.
Well, thanks. Good to see you, Dave.
Yes, you are all decked out in pink for a very good reason.
Absolutely. So most folks know that October we wear pink for breast cancer awareness.
Right.
So that is the focus of what we're doing today and this whole month. As a breast cancer survivor now, it's a totally different perspective on the whole thing.
Right.
But the one thing I will say is this. when we support folks who go through a cancer journey, when we remind folks that the best way to get through one of those is to continually get screened, get checked, whether that's a mammogram or a colonoscopy or just that once a year check with your dermatologist.
Right.
All of those things are important. And when we raise awareness around one type of cancer, it raises awareness for all. And that's really, really what I want to talk about today, because it's a way to support all of them.
That is right. I mean, of course, right now the focus is breast cancer, but, you know, keeping the awareness of all the cancers, that's important. And I noticed you have a little bit of pink and a little bit of purple in your hair this morning.
I do. So one of the things that we do throughout the Avera system is something we call We Care Pink Hair. And what it is a hair extension. So we have three different salons in our area that are supporting this.
Wonderful.
And you can go into a cut and style, cut and loose, and then in Oneida, Hairophilia. During their working hours, all three salons will take walk-ins, and for a $10 donation per strand, they will put in these extensions. So it's not hair dye.
Okay.
It's actually a little hair extension they put in. Takes about 3 minutes to do it, $10 a piece, and it all comes back to support our cancer patients here in Pierre.
Oh, that is fantastic, and an easy and fun way to support what you're doing.
Absolutely. And you told me that you were maybe a little sans hair on the top side.
Yes.
But you do have a beard. And I'm here to tell you, you can put one of those extensions right there in your beard.
Uh-huh. I will have to think about that.
Might be the way to do that.
I might go that route because, yeah, I can't. I keep the top of my head pretty, you know, clear because there's too much gray up there. That's why.
See, more pink. That's all you need.
Exactly.
More pink. Exactly. But yes, the purple stands for all cancers. Mm-hmm. Lavender is actually the universal cancer color, you know, yellow for this and gray for that and so on and so forth. But lavender is for all cancers. And so we want people to have the opportunity to support one or both, like I've done, because it's not, like I said, just about breast cancer. It's about all cancers and supporting those patients through their journeys.
Absolutely. So anything we can do to help, that's a great thing. And thank you so much to those salons who have, you know, been willing to take part in that.
Absolutely. They are volunteering their time, and you just stop by and they'll take care of you. So again, that's Cut and Loose, a Cut and Style, and Hairophilia in Oneida.
All right. Very cool.
Then I have one other little thing that we're doing.
Ah, what's
that? I want to lift up a handful of businesses in our area. We're also doing something called Give Cancer the Boot. So if you notice in a handful of businesses around, there will be a little polka dotted galosh. I don't know what this, if singular galosh is for galoshes.
Yeah, that's
true. You only have one. Is it a galosh?
We'll go with that.
All right. Well, there's a single galosh in some of these places, which include Capital City Wine and Spirits, Perkins Family Restaurant in Fort Pierre, the Branding Iron Bistro, the 212 Mini Mall in Gettysburg, Brewbird's Coffee Truck in Oneida, Rustic River Boutique, the Pink Petal. We also have Drifters over in Fort Pierre, the Corner in Oneida, and Cowboy Country Stores in both Pierre and Fort Pierre.
Okay.
Now, all of these folks have that boot, and basically the boot is for a roundup. So if you've got some spare change or you want to write a check or throw a couple bucks in the boot, we will collect those at the end of October, and those will go towards the support of the Cancer Center as well. But the cool part is there's a couple of these businesses that have said, hey, we're going to spice this up a little bit and add to the pot. So the first one I want to lift up is the Branding Iron Bistro. They will match up to $250 that comes into their boot.
Oh, nice.
So if we fill their boot several times, they will match up to $250. Really a cool thing.
It is.
Also, the Pink Petal, they have a bouquet that's called Hope, Cure, Faith. And that is a $45 arrangement. And $5 from that will come back to the Cancer Center to support our patients. So really cool. And that will also be for the full month of October. And then Cowboy Country Stores, they are going to do $2 from every breakfast pizza sold over opening weekend of pheasant hunting.
Okay.
So October 15, 16, and 17, $2 from every breakfast pizza will come back to the foundation to support those cancer patients.
Wonderful. So some nice little bonuses and some spots. So that is fantastic.
Yeah, really fun. So, you know, it doesn't take a lot. anything will help. And it's mm-hmm. just a really nice way to do a little bit to make a huge impact for our patients.
Yeah, most definitely. So keep an eye open for the boots and put a little something in there
right.
when you see them.
Yep, we got to give cancer the boot this month.
We do indeed. Well, thank you, Kelly, as always, for stopping by.
You bet.
And we'll see you again soon.
Thanks for having me in, Dave.
As always, a pleasure to have Kelly Yackley here talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but just keeping cancers at the top of our mind as well and doing what we can to help out and fight those and lift those up that are going through. There is the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at VistaCare, Lee Real Estate, and Audiology Associates.